about.
Hi. Hi. It's like hello, only shorter.
Yes, glad we were able to save that time.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I just did a 25-mile drive with my gas tank at zero. It was one of the most exhilarating things of my life. Zero Club!
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Put your hands together!
They're already booing. He's not even out here yet.
The Armenian Comedian!
How y'all doing, Hollywood?
And now, I mean, I've always subscribed to the idea that if you really want to impress your boss, you go in there and you do mediocre work, half-heartedly.
Our feature presentation.
Right?
Right.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 6th of April.
I miss the days where we used to thrill people.
Yeah. That was fun. How did that get started? Remind me. We were on the phone with somebody.
I think it got started when they were trying to organize the world's largest thriller dance.
That was it. And then they were trying for people to come down. Right.
And they kept trying to give out the web address. And every time they did, I was like over them so you couldn't hear the web address. And then that was a 3-year thing.
We used to do it to everybody.
Which was also used against me at a singles party.
That's awesome. Correct as well. I don't know. We may have to bring the thrilling back. I thought that was fun.
That was fun.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
By the way, that was the Armenian comedian coming out at April Foolishness.
I was there.
Is what you just heard.
Were you really?
I was there.
That's awesome.
I was not pleased.
So great. Did you hear the audience? So
yeah,
so
you could
happy.
Probably hear me. Booing and then getting up to get a beer.
I
just
heard a lot
pissed.
Of cheering. That's all I know.
But here's what was
you
great about that.
Good.
Is not only was it fun for the audience to see Sam humiliated on the stage, but, you know, Sam was – he was convinced, as he always is, that this was his big break. This was going to be the thing that would break him through to the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, told us that he spent a lot of time working on his act. And we were kept going back to him going, all right, how much time you got? You know, you need 10 minutes. We'll make sure you have – he's like, oh, I'm all set. I'm all ready.
So this is the end of the night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it at the end
of the night?
I think
it was.
I thought we brought him out early.
I thought it was earlier.
Maybe we brought him out twice.
So he was out there, you know, prepared to do his act.
Yeah.
And it must have been stunning for him when he found himself off the stage 20 seconds later.
But do you remember 20 seconds later what his attitude was?
He killed it.
He killed it, right?
He said, I killed it.
Yes, that's what he said. That's why I love him.
Geez.
Because he came on stage and he said, hi, everybody. And then he got yanked off stage.
Uh-huh.
And then his response is, I killed it.
Yes. He does not have a good read on the effect that he has on people.
Right.
That's for sure. All right. Well, listen, I know we got a lot of show today, but I do want to start with this story. I can't remember where we all came down on this. A few weeks ago, Ralph was talking about licorice. Did we get on a conversation somehow?
We did.
Red Vines versus Twizzlers. And we all agreed that Red Vines rule and Twizzlers suck, right?
Agreed, yeah. I mean, I don't think we all agreed, but those of us that are right-thinking did.
And I think the whole thing Ralph was saying was real licorice.
Yeah.
The black licorice, like, argh.
I don't think he even counted Red Vines as real licorice.
No.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's great, because this story is about real licorice, in the news right now, and this was really shocking to me. A 51-year-old Canadian man showed up at the hospital this week. He had been suffering for 3 days with abdominal pain, appetite loss, vomiting, dry mouth. They did tests on him and found that he had dangerously high blood pressure and hypokalemia, which is low potassium levels that can lead to a lethal heart arrhythmia. In fact, he was in such bad shape, you guys, that they put him in the hospital. They ran every test they could on him. He had no history of hypertension. He had no conditions that commonly cause blood pressure spikes. They were absolutely flummoxed as to what it could be.
Did they run the licorice test?
Well, that's what happened. Is then they found out because he had a bowl of...
Right? You're right. That is fun.
See?
Sorry.
Then they found out that he had a ferocious habit, as it is described, for licorice. He was eating 50 licorices a day.
I think that's a lot of licorice. I think that's the plural.
So he had them in the hospital. So the doctor comes in. He goes, hey, what do you have there? The guy says, I love licorice. And he says, oh, so what has happened is they have recently uncovered that licorice can cause all of those things. High blood pressure, potassium imbalance.
Because it's just rubber.
I don't know what the active ingredient is.
That's what they make tires out of, Bean.
So they asked him to stop eating so much licorice, and within days he was completely healthy. All of his symptoms went away. His potassium levels had climbed back to normal. His blood pressure had dropped and everything. If he had continued to eat the licorice, if they didn't know about it, like if he hadn't been an inpatient or something like that, they would have continued to test him and put him on all sorts of drugs, long-term antihypertensive treatment, and on and on and on. So who knew that licorice would – I mean, I guess anything is dangerous if you eat too much of it, and maybe this guy was really, like, super overdoing it.
It does sound like perhaps he was super overdoing it.
If he was eating 50 a day.
Yeah.
In 2015, listen to this, a German case described a patient who developed acute vision impairment because of too much licorice.
Was he jamming it in his eyes?
And then it just goes on and on and on. Here's a 65-year-old woman who developed hypertension and hypokalemia after drinking licorice tea regularly.
So whatever form
you have licorice in.
Licorice kills.
One more. A 47-year-old Spanish woman showed up in the emergency room with swelling around her eyes and lower limbs. Same thing. It took a week, but she finally revealed to doctors that she had been consuming several sachets of raw licorice lollipops. So... there you go.
That sounds so classy, though.
It does. It really does. Sounds like I need to dress up for that.
So I'm just saying, licorice is fine and all, and be careful. And it's a miracle that Ralph is still alive and able to stand and talk and walk and do this show, isn't it?
Right.
Because he loves the licorice so much.
Sure.
Wow, that's crazy.
I was surprised by that as well.
How deep a dive did you go on licorice yesterday?
Mm.
I mean, couple in hours.
I like to stay current.
Sure. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
That's not how you make America great.
Correct. We, on Thursdays, talked to Jim Rome about sports.
Oh, that's right.
We have comedian Marlon Wayans in the studio.
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
Got a new TV show and a new Netflix movie. He's got a lot going on right now.
We're
going to
talk movie theater etiquette. Because the King of Mexico ran into something that I've never heard before. And frankly, I'm almost going to applaud this guy.
Really?
Yes, because it's so incredibly rude that it comes back around to being great.
Huh. I can't wait to hear that.
You got to have sex where you can, Kevin. Sometimes people
don't
have the privacy at home.
Not what it was about. No. And also, we have tickets for Coachella. 3-day passes for weekend one, along with the K-Rock Party House. And your first chance to win that is coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Coachella is next Friday, you guys. Weekend one, we want you to be there for free on us. We got 3-day passes you can win. They are, of course, sold out and exclusive access to the K-Rock Party House. A couple of chances to win this morning on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Congratulations to our buddy Jason Biggs. He and his wife, Jenny Mullen, announced they're going to have another baby, so congratulations to those guys.
He's the best.
What was that? What was the first thing we spotted him in, do you think, Jason?
Probably
Biggs?
American Pie.
A long, long time ago.
Come on now.
Still remember.
Oh, my God.
How the music used to make you smile. And I knew if I had my chance. Here's the problem with Kevin when he gets something.
Mm-hmm.
Like a new toy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'll make you hate it pretty quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gift.
Yeah,
it was a gift.
It was fun to revisit for a second, but now we're keeping.
Now
the
we remember why it had to go away. Congratulations to Chuck Norris. He was made an honorary Texan yesterday. Wee suwee, or whatever they do.
I think that's Arkansas.
Of course, his name is synonymous with Texas because of his signature role in Walker, Texas Ranger. Although he's originally from Oklahoma. But now he's an honorary Texan. Or is Texas an honorary Norrison? Right?
Right?
That's a good point.
Thank you.
The Texans don't like the Oklahomans, by the way. They got a little feud going on between those states. So I'm surprised that Chuck Norris was able to...
Chuck Norris cuts through all, Bean.
That's
apparently
right.
Apparently so, yeah.
He rises above. Nikki Bella, who, of course, just recently got engaged to John Cena. She's going to take a little time, more time off from the WWE. She's got a slight herniation in her neck where she had surgery in January. So that's got to heal before she can get back into the ring. And she says it's in God's hands now. She's well enough to do her reality show Total Divas, though, which still airs on E!
Yeah,
so you'll get to see her then.
You watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's how I knew it was probably her neck again. I think she got back in the ring too early.
We all did.
Right. What?
As far as I know, there's only two ways you can injure your neck. One is a car accident. The other is cunnilingus.
Oh, God. I mean...
Where's your thriller now? Yeah, exactly. Where's it when we goddamn need it, Kevin?
That was a surprise attack. I was not prepared.
Don't believe everything you hear, says Ann Coulter. She's not dating Jimmy J.J. Walker.
That's the best rumor I've ever heard.
Well, there were photos of them together,
they are,
right?
They are the best of friends, she claims. Uh-huh. They're together a ton. Love him. No romance, she said on Twitter. This all started because legendary writer-producer Norman Lear, who created the signature role for Jimmy J.J. Walker on Good Times, went out with them once. He and his wife sat down and had dinner with Ann Coulter and Jimmy Walker. And he was talking to a reporter and said, you know, they're dating, the two of them. And now Ann Coulter is insisting they're not because, you know, black.
Did she say that?
No, but, you know, that's what she's worried about, right?
I think so.
So it has to be. But who are you going to believe? Who are you believe, Norman Lear or Ann Coulter?
I'm believing Norman Lear.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
He's a national goddamn treasure. So we'll tell you who you're dating, Ann Coulter. I'm going to hear from you.
She's an awful person, right?
Oh, she's the worst. Speaking of the worst and controversies, it took Pepsi all of a day before they pulled their new ads featuring Kendall Jenner joining the protest, joining the conversation up with people love protest, where she gave that cop a Pepsi and everyone cheered.
The cops all stood down.
It's the dumbest thing you've ever seen. It's the goddamn dumbest ad you've ever seen. I don't know how it ever happened.
I don't know how it ever happened either.
But... By the way, what have I been telling you guys about Pepsi for decades?
Oh, shut up.
The worst company in the world.
You're missing the point.
You are absolutely missing the point.
I'm just saying this is another example of how awful Pepsi is.
Right.
Why do you think they're...
He's just don't even...
Because they're terrible.
Don't even...
Because everything just... about them is bad. Look what they did to poor Michael Jackson's head. And look what their drink tastes like.
Pepsi tastes fine, by the way. Ugh. Just a cola. It's just a cola.
That's the thing. And Bean likes to make it sound like Coke is 100% different. It just isn't.
It's just soda.
You couldn't be more wrong.
Anyway, the soda giant apologized yesterday for the commercial, saying Pepsi was trying to project a global message of unity, peace, and understanding. Clearly, we missed the mark.
Wow.
And we apologize. Then they also apologized to Kendall Jenner for putting her in this position. But there's no need to apologize to the rich white girl whose ignorance
is
on display.
Yeah, pretty she's sure fine. She agreed to do that commercial. Yeah. She wasn't forced to.
She's fine. Don't worry about her.
Rip her to shreds.
No, we don't, no need
Take
to do
it
that.
Easy.
Oh, okay, you can if you want. My family's the worst.
I mean, they're not the best, if that's what you're saying.
Today's today's celebrity birthdays. Billy Dee Williams. Oh, mother.
Love. And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
No, Kevin. No, that's not
so
the case
funny.
At all. That's Carl Weathers from
He's the man who invented Booyah.
He's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
You said that.
The best part of it is the addition of the line, if I remember correctly, which he said while remembering something completely incorrectly.
Kevin, God damn it.
So good.
TV stars John Ratzenberger. Remember him? Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
Sure.
He is a dick.
No, he is not. Michael Rooker, soon to be seen again in Guardians of the Galaxy, 62 years old today. Paul Rudd is 48. Zach Braff is 42. Remember good old Joan Rivers on the red carpet, when she called him Jack Fraff? Those are good times.
Those were good times.
And now, she beat him off.
Now coming up next, it's Jack Fraff. she said. And Candace Cameron Bure.
Aw.
What's the matter?
So many Hallmark movies. She's great.
Oh, that's right.
So many
She's the
Hallmark
queen of the Hallmark movies. She is 41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey!
Curious?
I mean, it's a choice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bow.
Hey, Carex Kevin?
Yes.
When you go to Coachella, as you will next weekend.
Best weekend of the year.
What is your strategy? Do you just wander and whatever you come across, you come across? Or do you sit down with a schedule and go, okay, I want to see A over here, B over there, C over there?
Okay, both.
Uh-huh.
First, I come up with a schedule.
Right.
And then I don't follow it at all.
Yeah, you just throw it out and burn it.
I mean, the bands that I want to see the most, a lot of times end up not seeing.
Mm.
Okay, that's good strategy.
That's the way I roll.
Yeah.
It's good. All right. Well, the reason I ask is because weekend one happens next weekend, and then, believe it or not, weekend two happens the weekend after that.
What?
And we thought we might give away some more tickets here for weekend one from K-Rock and access to K-Rock Party House. Apparently, we have an expert on all things Coachella. Am I right about that?
Yeah, we have Rodney Bingenheimer.
Uh-huh.
Who knows everything there is to know about all of the bands playing Coachella, and I don't know anyone else that I could say that about.
Well, he's a music genius.
Right.
I mean, he spends all of his time thinking about the bands that play, and that's why we're looking for you. If you've got a question about any of the acts playing Coachella, if you've got a trivia question that you think you can stump Rodney with, maybe you love Capital Cities, you know something about that. See if Rodney knows it. Maybe you're into Bastille or Kendrick Lamar or New Order. Whoever your band is, you call and ask Rodney a question, and if you can get it past him, you go to the drawing to win tickets for Coachella Weekend 1 and access to the K-Rock Party House. Or Carchella. Is it Carchella? I think it's Coachella, right?
I mean, Rodney says Carchella.
Okay.
So I feel like we should all follow his lead.
I had a thought yesterday that was surprising to me, and that is that I have something in common with President Trump. Very much so in common with President
Trump. Wow, okay.
And that is that I have an opinion on a lot of things that I have no knowledge of whatsoever.
Ah, well, but I have that as well then.
I think we all have that.
Sure.
I
very strongly feel about things that I really have no facts on. And I guess I feel like it's okay to be like that because I'm a dummy, okay? And I'm not important. But don't you think like the president, I don't know, maybe the president ought to have facts before he has an opinion on things and how they have transpired?
You're so naive.
In a perfect world, I think that would be nice.
I mean, I don't think it's unreasonable. So it's been a while since we caught up with old 45, ladies and gentlemen. The president of these United States, Donald J. Trump, joining us back on K-Rock. How are you, Mr. President?
I am amazing. Ask anybody. They'll tell you. A lot of people are saying I am completely I can't stop winning. I keep winning. That's the
really?
Problem.
Is that what people are
so
saying
much
now?
Winning. Huh. Unbelievable amounts of winning.
So you feel that it's been going well for you since you've been in office? So.
A lot of people are saying this is the greatest beginning to a presidency ever. Okay? We're accomplishing so much. So much is getting done. And
because you repealed Obamacare.
Done. Finished.
Uh-huh.
I have written so many things down on little folders. It's unbelievable how many folders I've signed.
Okay.
Well, I was saying when we brought you on, Mr. President, that you seem to speak out a lot about things that you can't possibly know. For instance,
I know a lot of things.
You do.
Okay? Here's what you need to know.
All right.
I have the best words.
You do have the best
and
words.
And I have the best ideas.
Okay.
And I know all of these things that maybe you don't know. And maybe
it's
probably that you don't know it, and I do know it.
Okay,
so
that's
it seems
very possible.
Like I don't know. But in reality, I am knowing things that you just can't possibly know.
Okay, so you know more than the rest of us.
Yes.
Okay. So let me give you a couple examples, sir, if you don't mind. In your New York Times interview yesterday, for instance, you said Bill O'Reilly did not do anything wrong and Fox should not have settled all of those sexual harassment lawsuits to the tune of $13 million. Now, look, it's very possible that they just settled out of court to not go to court, but you don't have any way of knowing whether Bill O'Reilly sexually harassed all those employees.
I think he's a person I know well. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He is a good person.
Okay.
And I don't think he should have settled. I don't think he has done anything wrong.
But how can you say that? You
weren't
there.
You don't
You can't take the word of one woman, okay, who says he did something.
What about five?
What about five?
Five women?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
You can't take the word of five women.
Okay. Right? What about his kid that said he pushed his wife down the stairs and he beat her all the time?
First of all, children can't be trusted.
I think it's a teenager.
Teenagers are not to be trusted.
I see.
Okay.
My kids, Donald Jr., And the other one?
Eric.
I think it's Eric.
Are the worst.
They're the worst. Okay.
Not to be trusted. I would not let them.
I see.
I would not let them in my business at all, ever.
Okay. All right. Fig too, Mr. President. Susan Rice, you said she probably committed a crime. Now, look, I think she should be investigated. I'm very uncomfortable with her asking for the names of the Americans that were in that surveillance of foreign governments. But you don't know whether she committed a crime. Why do you speak out on something like that
because
a current investigation?
She probably did. Okay.
Maybe she did, but you're the president. Why would you say that?
Because the last name Rice.
You're basing it on her last name is Rice.
I'm not getting it.
Ray Rice. Hello?
Okay. All right.
Condoleezza Rice.
What? I don't know what she
Uncle
did.
Uncle Ben's Rice.
What is wrong with Uncle Ben's Rice?
I mean,
fried
delicious.
Rice.
Fried rice is good, too.
Yeah, so good.
But very, very illegal. Okay?
Not at all.
So she probably, I'm saying, we'll find out and we'll see what happens. But I think she committed a crime.
Yeah, it sounds like you've already got your mind made up without finding out or seeing what happens.
And I am the law and order president, okay?
Oh, you have said that.
I care more about law and order than anybody.
Which one?
I was talking to my wife, Ivanka, just the other day.
Mm-hmm. Your wife is Melania. Ivanka is your daughter.
No, I read it in the New York Times.
They did write that.
Apparently, Ivanka is my wife, which makes me really, really happy.
I guess so, because you've been talking about wanting to date her for a long time.
Yes, and I was telling her, we have to stand by the police. We have to be the law and order country, okay?
Okay.
Because the police, terrible things going on with the police. I saw a policeman attacked with a can of Pepsi yesterday.
Okay,
it was on television.
That happened. That was just a commercial.
And I think we need to keep the police from being attacked by soda. Okay,
that was just a commercial for Pepsi with one of the Kardashians,
which they've retracted and already apologized for.
Wrong.
Well, I mean, okay.
Okay.
Good enough. Okay. 106.7 K Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:36.
All right. K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, FM.
I just said that.
Rodney Bingenheimer in the morning show.
Well, we're glad to see you, Rodney.
Finally doing mornings on K-Rock.
Nope, we just asked you to stop by and help us out.
K-R-O-Q 106.7. And now, here are the monkeys.
Nope, not playing the monkeys.
Not playing the monkeys. But, Rodney, I'm so glad you're here. You're excited about Coachella next weekend.
Can't wait for Coachella. It's the greatest weekend. We get in the GTO, we drive out to the desert and sleep in it, and then we see all the new bands.
Right.
And all right.
All right, you want to help us give away some tickets here, Rodney?
Are there any 80s bands playing there?
There's one.
Kaja Goo Goo playing this first
weekend.
I
think so. It's not 80s heavy.
Yeah,
that is your expertise.
I know that's your favorite.
Level 42?
Nope. None of them are on the bill. But listen, Rodney, here's
Bob
what we promised.
Bob Geldof?
No, Bob Geldof is not going to be there. Here's what we promised our listeners is that you know more about music than anybody else. So if people have a trivia question about Radiohead or Lady Gaga or Kendrick Lamar or whoever's on the bill that they want to talk about.
All right.
They call up. They ask you the question. If you don't know the answer, if they stump you, then they go into the drawing to win the Coachella tickets. You ready to play?
Bow, wow, wow.
Let's play.
Getting ready for the big Coachella.
Right?
Yeah.
Coachella, right.
Coachella.
Why do you keep calling it a car?
Because you have to take a car to get there.
That's a good point, Rodney.
Okay. Think of that. Let's start with Brittany in Diamond Bar. Hi, Brittany.
Hello?
Stump Rodney. Good luck.
All right, Rodney. What country is Lord from?
What country is Lord
That's
from?
That's a pretty easy question, Rodney. She's been very high profile the last few years.
Berlin.
That's not a country.
Not a country?
Not even a country.
Berlin land.
She's from New Zealand.
All right. Long Island.
Close enough. Hold on.
New Zealand. Thank you, Brittany. You are in the drawing for the tickets. Congratulations.
Right.
You stumped Rodney. No, not you don't win anything, Rodney.
All right. Let's go to Mario in Whittier. Hi, Mario.
Hey, how's it going?
Good,
Mario.
Thanks. Stump Rodney.
All right.
What city is Kendrick Lamar from?
Berlin.
do you think so, really?
All right.
He strikes you as a guy from Berlin?
Yeah.
Okay, Mario?
Compton.
Does that ring a bell, Rodney?
Where's Compton?
It's here.
It's here
like 2 miles from
California.
Us.
We're here?
All right, 2 for 2, but that doesn't mean he won't, Rodney won't know what Manuel from Wilmington is talking about.
Right.
Up next on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Where are we going?
Manuel?
Oh, Manuel. Okay, Wilmington. Hi there.
Hey, Rodney.
All right, Manuel, go to Coachella.
Okay. What major sporting event did Lady Gaga play this year?
Men Without Hats.
Is that a sporting event?
It is for her.
It's the Super Bowl. That was just like 6 weeks ago, Rodney. You remember that, right?
All right.
Okay, so no.
Men Without Hats.
All right, you hold on. Let's go to Robert in El Segundo. Hi.
Hi, guys.
All right, Robert, go to Coachella.
This seems like an easy one, Rodney. So
stump
Rodney.
All right, who's the lead singer of Radiohead?
Kylie Minogue.
Now, did you even think about that, Rodney?
All right.
Is it Kylie Minogue, Robert?
You've seen Radiohead. Is it a woman singing the songs of Radiohead, Rodney?
Kyle Minogue.
Robert?
It is not. It is Tom York.
Tom York. Does that ring a bell, Rodney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coachella.
Right. Let's go.
Is Radiohead playing Coachella?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you not even know that?
Okay. Let's go to Art in La Puente. Hi, Art.
Hey, good morning.
Stump Rodney.
What is the name of the new Father John Misty album?
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
So you think he named his album after a singer from the 80s? Art?
Yeah. It's Pure Comedy.
All right.
Not the same, Rodney.
Morrissey.
He just told you. All right, let's go to Oscar in Whittier. Hi, Oscar.
Hey, morning.
Stump Rodney.
Saturday's headliner, Beyonce, was unable to attend.
Oh, no.
Who was she replaced by?
ABBA.
Oh, that would be great.
Right? Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be actually pretty awesome.
Oscar, is it ABBA?
No, it was pretty close, though.
ABC?
She was replaced by Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
You heard about that, right?
Pretty high profile.
Adam Bant.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, one more. Let's go Eric in Burbank. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Stump Rodney.
All right, Rodney.
All right.
All right, come on.
He's done with your nonsense.
So which one of Kendrick Lamar's albums is his top-selling album?
A Flock of Seagulls.
I'm sorry.
Just
not,
one seagull.
Not all right.
All right, Eric, all what right. is it?
It is Good Kid, Mad City.
No.
You reject that.
You reject it? I think we're going to put Eric in the drawing as well.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
That doesn't even make sense.
Bunny and the Echo Man.
Okay.
All right. How about Brittany, you guys, and Marion Manuel and Robert Hart and Oscar, and also Eric, all were able to stump Rodney. Had a little bit of an off day today, Rodney. I'm sorry. It didn't work out for you.
Craftwork.
But a lot of our listeners are in the drawing to win tickets for the 3-day passes
all
for
right.
weekend number one of Coachella
and the K-Rock
Party House as well. Ms. Alan McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Manuel.
Yeah!
Manuel.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Enjoy the show. Thank you, Rodney.
The Bengals.
We're not playing anymore, Rodney.
All right.
Can you stop Rodney?
Yeah! LA and OC's alternative rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Jim Rome talks sports at 8 a.m. like we do on Thursdays here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The very funny Marlon Wayans will be joining us. By the way, tomorrow, Eric Stone Street from Modern Family's
going to be.
How about
Woo!
That? We got the band Cold War Kids coming in the 7 o'clock hour. They're going to be fun live, too. That's going to be fun. And looking ahead toward Monday, Mr. T will be returning to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's been too long since we had Mr. T on the show.
Pitiful.
But, of course, he is a contestant right now on Dancing with the Stars, so he'll be in to talk about that. So a lot of good stuff coming up here on K-Rock. How are you this morning, Rock Grimes? Oh, there you go.
Is he here?
Quit your jibba-jabba.
He's right here in the room.
He's waiting until Monday, though.
Oh, is that Mr. T in a box or Mr. T in your pocket or something?
Don't make me mad.
He's mad now.
Hey, don't forget, Saturday night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I once again take the stage at the Improv on Melrose for Hollywood Babylon.
No.
Our patented brand of hilarious stoner and drunk comedy. We'd love you to come out and join us. We have a pretty good time. I think you will, too. Go to improv.com for more details and for tickets to see me and the delicious Kevin Smith on stage.
I'm sorry. That just wasn't interesting to me.
How's your hand, Bean? How's your hand? I didn't.
I think I've
got an update. You got to check in on the hand.
Right. I think I've recovered pretty well.
How?
Oh, it was my so, God.
Yeah, but it was
hanging off.
It was so injured.
Well, I'm very healthy, as you know, and very, very strong.
It was
so
crushed.
I bounced back.
Yeah, you're a mighty, mighty man.
Thank you.
Are you still crying about it, though, even though it's only a little bit hurt? Are you still crying about it?
Yes, he is.
I mean, I'm not at 100%.
Yeah, we were doing a giveaway a minute ago, and I said, I'll do it if you don't want to. And he's like, you know, the hand.
That happened.
Well, that explains that new song we're playing. The single, the new single that dropped yesterday.
What do you mean?
You haven't heard the new single?
No.
See, listen.
I'm Bean, and what does it matter? Because I'm realizing nothing lasts forever. No one's going to even remember me. Like no one remembers Vince Scully. I'm Bean, and what does it matter? No one remembers Herbert Hoover. I am so troubled by this. No one remembers who Rick Dees is. I am so sad. My name is Bean, and no one will remember me. I'm sad, Bean. The birds are dying.
That's a hit.
That is a hit.
Had a rough couple of weeks. He was sad yesterday because nothing's permanent, and he's got the hand.
Man, he came on yesterday morning and started the show with just, nothing's going to last.
I realized that.
Nobody
remembers.
No matter
what you do, nothing lasts forever.
You don't matter.
Things go away. It just struck me. It just dawned on me that some things end.
Sad Bean.
Look, I wasn't wrong.
Right. You were just 60 years from when the rest of us learned that lesson.
Just
the rest of us learned that lesson 60 years ago.
We did?
I don't know.
Before all of you were born?
Right.
I'm just doing the best I can, you guys. I'm just making my way through life.
Right.
The best I can.
Right. But again, no one will remember. And it's okay.
What's the point then of going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if no one remembers you? It's all pointless. However, the event is still going on. Tomorrow night, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will induct its newest members, including Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam was supposed to be inducted by Neil Young, but apparently he's not feeling well. Hey, hey, my. I'm not feeling well tonight. So someone else is stepping in.
Count Smokey Love.
No, Count Smokey Love is not stepping in. No stepping in to induct Pearl Jam? This is so much better.
The Neil Young?
Art Carney.
Oh.
No, not Art Carney.
Lady Gaga!
No, not Lady Gaga.
Jesus.
No, oh. Not Jesus.
Be real.
Not be real.
Zac Efron.
David Letterman.
The Louisiana Creeper.
I think I just said David
Bobo.
Letterman.
What?
Paul Walker.
David Letterman.
Johnny Asshole.
Pretty sure still
Chance
saying
the
name is David Letterman.
Is you Puig?
Noodles from The Offspring.
David Letterman will do the honors. Beard
Bam Anderson.
He's been a Pearl Jam fan for years, and so he's...
Teddy Pendergrass.
David Letterman.
Boba Fett.
Will be stepping up.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
So that's pretty cool.
Hi, it's Kat.
David Letterman.
John Sedlak, seen
what
here
point
with
do you
his
just
pet
take
falcon?
The right answer for the answer?
The son of Flubber.
Ladies and gentlemen, Punxsutawney Phil!
Does this surprise you, Ralph, that David Letterman is doing this? I know he likes them, but that he's doing anything, it seems surprising to me.
It's too late for you to want to talk about this story now, after what you did.
Peggy Noonan.
Three Doors Down.
I thought this was interesting. You know, there are 22 musicians who have been inducted twice into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Steve!
I swear
Real
to God,
big
he's
fish?
Going to murder all of
but
us.
But only one person has been inducted three times.
Why would you need to be inducted more than once?
Because
Hugo
you've been
Weaving.
In two famous rock and roll
oh,
bands
okay.
that are enormous.
Okay.
And then
Cherry
as
Pop
a
and Daddy?
Solo artist
I swear
as
to
well.
God.
Just ignore them. They'll
okay.
go away. Fan Bing Bing. Look at the ratings.
Owl
They're
City?
Going away as we speak. Three different times this person's been inducted.
Demi Lovato.
Hinder?
No guesses.
Paul McCartney?
Three different times.
I have
Paul
guesses,
McCartney
actually,
is a great guess.
Beatles, Wings, yes. And then himself?
You would think, but no.
That's a good
guess. He's only got
how
two
about,
of those three.
I'm going to take a guess
all right.
And say Graham Nash.
Nope.
I'm going to take a guess and say Neil Young.
Nope.
I'm going to take a guess and say Fred Durst.
Ooh.
Eric Clapton. Bean got it. Eric Clapton.
Oh, is he one?
Was in Doc.
Oh, is he one?
Bean says
the one.
The one.
With the report right in front of him online.
You know what I said earlier in the story? Maybe you couldn't hear because you were playing a lot of audio. There was only one person who's been inducted three times.
Quit your jibber jabber.
So he's not a one. He's the one.
Hmm.
For Yardbirds, Cream, and then as a solo artist.
Huh.
It's quite an honor.
Yeah. I feel like Paul should.
I think you're right. I should too. Woo! Today's celebrity birthdays. Billy Dee Williams is 80 years old today. John Ratzenberger is 70. Michael Rooker turns 62. Paul Rudd, 84. He looks good for 84.
Wow, he does.
48. Zach Braff is 42. Candace Cameron Bure celebrates her 41st birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin, I saw a headline yesterday that you are not going to be happy about, but I'm just going to give it to you. All the right. End is near for cinema. Go to the movies while there's still time.
Oh.
This is a very detailed, in-depth article about how movie theaters are going the way of record stores. They are going to be extinct with very few exceptions before we know it. Most
I like going to a movie.
I know you do. A lot of people do. Hmm. However, the industry is moving toward a premium video-on-demand model, and soon there's already serious talk right now of making movies available 45 days in home after they have been released to the theater, and in some cases 10 days in home, and in some cases same day as they open in theaters. And I wonder if one of the reasons a lot of people don't like going to the movies is because you have to go to the movies and sit with who? Other people.
Some a-holes.
Other people in the movie theater, some say, is responsible for a lot of people just saying it's not worth it. In addition to, I got to leave my house, I got to drive, I got to park, I got to pay, blah, blah, blah. And Dave went to see, what'd you see, Kong over the weekend, Dave?
No, I saw Power Rangers.
You saw Power Rangers?
Yeah.
And you came in with a story. It's been a long time since we've talked about this topic, but movie etiquette is back on the schedule. What happened, Dave?
Well, you know, I'm watching the movie, which was a pretty good movie. But anyways, so the songs, the music for the movies.
You tell a good story.
Well, I'm trying to get right to the point, Kevin, so okay. I don't get
it's
the
too
stop
late
clock.
For that.
So yeah. You're watching the movie.
Yeah,
the song
and the music.
Comes up.
Yeah, the music is pretty good. So a song comes up,
mm-hmm.
And this guy whips out his phone. And starts shazamming it.
What?
He starts shazamming it.
No.
Shazamming the song in the theater?
Yes. And this wasn't the only time. This was just one of four times he did it throughout the whole movie.
Does he know that they list the songs in the credits after the movie?
He must have not have.
Because... Does he know that you can look it up online?
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, and it was so bright. There was only about six of us in this theater.
Right.
So, and he was right in front of me. And brightness. Just...
Mm-hmm. And, Dave, the way you told this story to us off the air, didn't you then pull your phone out and attempt to take photographs in the theater of that guy
no,
so that you
no.
could then annoy other
you're
people
the
in the
no,
theater
No, by the way, no
phone.
One was behind me.
Would have been the right move.
No one was behind me, and I tried to, but I couldn't get my phone out of my pocket in time. Yeah.
Who has ever seen – I've been to thousands of movies. I've never seen anyone shazam music. That's crazy.
Absurd.
Sometimes you got to know, Kevin. You got to know right now.
That's absurd.
So we're going to take your calls on things you have seen in movie theaters, things that surprised and amazed and disgusted you in a movie theater, because there's a lot of those stories right now. People do not seem to look at it as a quiet, dark place anymore. So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We have a rare visitor to the Kevin and Bean studio. Usually she's in another room with her finger on the button. Hey, Casey.
Hello. How are you?
Now, you go to more movies than anyone I know, so I imagine you've got your fair share of stories.
Oh, dear God. I swear, like, the crowd is getting worse and worse and worse, and everybody thinks they're in their own personal movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
I finally saw Kong the other day because my boyfriend refuses to see movies within the first, like, 2 or 3 weeks of it opening.
Because of too many people?
Because it's just so crowded, and everybody thinks it's their own space.
Right.
There's phones out. There's people having full-on conversations. There's, you name it, it's going on in the theater, and it's just... unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting in Kong the other day, which we finally saw, and 3 rows ahead of us, there's a dude on his phone playing like a first-person shooter game.
Oh, my God.
And so at first, I'm thinking, is he recording the thing? Because, you know, there's, like, explosions and whatever and stuff.
Right.
And fighting. And so I'm thinking, okay, is he recording the movie? Like, okay, like, somebody report this guy. Like, this is, like, a federal crime. And then I'm looking at it, and it's not matching up to what's going on.
Right?
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Snitches get stitches.
Just saying.
Or
well said.
However that goes.
Well said, Kevin.
Thank you.
But, yeah, no, so I'm looking at it, and it's not matching up. And I'm like, what is he? Are you serious? He's playing a freaking video game in a movie theater.
Why?
And he's there by himself. It's not, like, why are you going to the movies? You can do that elsewhere. You're just pissing everybody off around you. He's that dick.
Now, let me ask you this. There's no one at a movie theater that you can go to, you can appeal to for help in that situation because the
kid
who's ripped the ticket or something it can't do anything and won't do anything.
Oh, they can kick you out.
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
They can kick you right out.
Absolutely.
The question is, do they?
If you turn people in, they'll come in and look at them for sure.
No.
And warn them. No.
There is 9 times out of 10, we will go report somebody because it's that bad. Every time. I want to enjoy a nice, quiet movie. No,
snitches get stitches.
If you can't,
I've tried again.
If you can't put away your phone for a 2-hour movie, you're too busy to be in a movie.
No,
theater.
You're not that. No one's that busy.
Right.
Just turn your phone off.
Exactly.
You'll be all right.
Yeah,
the world will.
It's 2 hours. Yeah. It's 2 hours.
So maybe it's just a movie.
When you go
to the theater employee and ask for help, what do? Do they ever literally ask someone to leave?
They'll come and like kind of cruise up the stairs and kind of stand next to that row that people are in and kind of glance around. Well, yeah, when you see somebody in there, you're going to stop doing what you're doing.
Right.
Look around for about 30 seconds and then walk out like, meh.
What about sitting in a movie theater and a woman 3 seats down not only has a baby, she
had a baby in a movie theater?
I wish.
Wow,
I wish.
Crazy.
No, worse. She changed that baby's poopy diaper.
Whoa.
On her lap.
Oh, While watching the movie.
And all of a sudden we're like, why does it smell like crap in here?
Oh, that's
golden.
That's disgusting.
It's not.
I'd rather have poopy baby than Shazam or video game guy, though.
Oh,
you would?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It lingered the whole movie.
I'd rather have poopy baby because at least it's silent and, you know, you're
poopy
just
baby
deadly.
Was not silent.
Well.
All right. Well, that's the one to beat, I guess, is poopy diapers is the one to beat. So what's the worst behavior you've seen at a movie theater? And I'm curious to know if you were able to do anything about it, if you're able to get anybody to stop that from happening, other than what Casey said, which is that they put it away for 30 seconds while the employee is in the theater. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Your call is coming up right after this on K-Rock. Let's take a quick phone call from Bad Theater Etiquette.
Hey, if it's just ahead of orgy, let's talk to Victor in Montclair on line 2.
Okay. Hey, Victor.
Hey, Kevin. I mean,
you saw what in the movie theater?
We were running about 10 minutes late in West Covina, California, at the Edwards. We were going to watch a Filipino man movie, which was called...
Let me rephrase Kevin's question. You saw what in a movie theater?
Oh, we actually walked in on a couple that were just... them too having sex inside the theater.
All right.
Anyway.
All right.
The moment they saw us, we can see the girl just pretty much jumping off of the guy.
So you interrupted them? What a dick. Who's with me? I don't feel like we need to know the theater. I don't feel like we need to know the city.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like we need to know the state.
What about the movie they're seeing?
I don't feel like we need to know the movie they're seeing.
Okay.
Ties
that.
In.
I don't mind that. I don't mind the movie.
All right.
We're taking your calls on bad movie theater etiquette. We'll get right back to you at 1-800-520-1067. Everybody who's been to the movies has a story about something they saw somebody doing in the theater. Ted writes in, hey, guys. About a year ago, I was at a movie with friends, and there was this older lady talking to her husband throughout the entire movie in front of us. I leaned down, tapped her on the shoulder, and I said, ma'am, could you please keep your talking down? We're trying to enjoy the movie. She turned around to me and said, I'm sorry, my husband is going blind, and I need to explain what's happening for him.
Yep. I've had that happen.
Oh, my God.
I've had that happen,
too. I didn't know how to respond or whether I should feel like a total dick, Ted. I don't think it's on Ted. I don't understand.
No, it's not on Ted.
I understand why the lady was trying to help out her husband, but I think that's the situation at which you maybe aren't in public at a movie theater, right? You save that for at home, maybe, I would think.
You would think, yeah.
But sad situation. All right, let's take some calls. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start out in Rancho Cucamonga on line 5, please. This is going to be Ryan. He's up first.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going? So I go to the movies at least once a week, and I try to go before noon to avoid all the buttholes that go to the theater.
Right.
And so about halfway during the movie, this girl pulls off this huge vape pen
and starts taking massive rips. Like, she's inhaling for about 10 seconds and is filling the theater with smoke.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's not sweet.
That's not sweet. Sorry,
that's
my bad.
I look over at her and, like, kind of get her attention, and I think she was waiting for it. So she does this very sarcastic wave at me, like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing. What are you going to do about it? And I just thought, oh, I'm going to go to jail today. So,
look, we could all agree that vapors are just terrible people, right?
Right, across the board.
Across the board. Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Will. He's in La Mirada on line 8. Will has a strategy when he sees bad behavior in a movie theater. He becomes Batman.
Hey, Will.
Hey, guys.
What's your strategy? Somebody's doing something that's annoying you, and you don't go get help?
I don't report it. No, okay. They don't do anything but come and stand and watch the audience. That's not going to do it. That's not going to help.
So what do you do?
I confront them. I tell them, put your cell phone away. Walk into the lobby. Leave. And they do. They usually leave. They get mad at me. They flip me off or whatnot, and they'll walk out. One guy waited for me in the lobby. And I was hoping that he would walk up to me because I was so angry, but he didn't. All he did was bad talk me. He trashed me, called me all kinds of names in the lobby, and he walked away. But I just don't call. I don't do it. I don't stand for it. I can't. I just cannot.
Will, can you come to every movie with me that I go to from now on?
Dude, let's go.
So you can handle the riffraff?
Will can be your muscle, Kevin.
Will sounds like he's ready to get into a fight.
Yeah, Will's like, I wish you would.
All right. Let's go to line 1. Huntington Beach, this is going to be Josh, very kindly calling and holding on. Josh, movie etiquette is the topic. What'd you see?
Morning, Kevin Bean. Morning, Allie.
Hey.
Morning.
I went to go see Logan recently, and behind me, when the lights went down, all of a sudden this big bright light and a bunch of ticking tacks started. I turn around, the guy's got his laptop out working on a college paper.
What?
He's at a movie theater typing.
You guys don't understand deadlines, though.
Typing a term paper for college?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I turned and looked at him, and this is when Logan came out, so the theater's packed.
Right.
I said, you know you're at a movie theater, right? He said, I don't care. This is due in 2 hours.
I mean, what do you do with that?
Get help?
I took the laptop from him while the person I was with was going to get help.
That's insane.
And then you sold the laptop?
I should have.
You should have.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. I mean, the truth of the matter is that people, I think Casey said this, people just treat the movie theater like they're at home on their couch in their living room.
They're entitled.
All right, let's try Michael in Simi Valley. You know, we haven't gotten a ruling, line 5, please. We haven't gotten a ruling on people who are asleep in a movie theater. How do we feel about that? Michael, what'd you see? What happened?
So I was watching Interstellar with my girlfriend at the time, and it was a part of the movie where Matthew McConaughey is watching those films that his kids made him, and, like, they're growing up through, like, minutes of the film.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's really quiet, and all of a sudden you hear this old man snoring, like, super loud. Like,
yeah.
It's echoing throughout the movie theater. It's a really nice movie theater. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? This guy's ruined his, like, pinnacle part of this movie, right? So his family is sitting with him, and they go, hey, Dad, you gotta get out of here. And he's like, all right, hold on. Well, I'm kind of hungry. Is there a Taco Bell in this movie theater? And they're like, what? No, get out of here. So they're like, no, get out of here. So this guy gets up, right? And it's one of those, like, those nice chairs that are leather. They like, recline.
Right.
He grabs onto my chair and, like, to kind of, like, lift himself up. And I'm like, oh, my God. And my girlfriend's looking at me like, oh, she knows I'm pissed. And I kind of, like, yank my chair cause, like, to tell him, like, hey, what are you doing? I was furious.
Were you ready to fight? So, all right, the phone's ringing.
Fight.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
Should have gone with Will, man. He would have taken care of that old man. All right, let's try Larry in Santa Clarita, line 2. He has a – you guys tell me whether this is a problem or not.
All right. Hey, Larry.
Hey, guys. So I was in the theater a couple of years ago with my wife, and this guy brings in his own popcorn for one, which is an absolute no in my book.
Right.
He brings in a giant bag. It must have been the most crisp, newest, brand new, grocery bag ever. And he starts crinkling it up, passing out popcorn to his whole family, which took up a whole row, by the way.
Oh, man.
And he starts crinkling it. At one point, I'm like, is this guy wrapping birthday presents up here? It's so loud. And I'm like, geez, this guy's ridiculous. So the movie starts, you know, it's like 5 minutes in the movie. I'm pretty much boiling in my seat. He hasn't stopped. So I turn around and I said, you know what? at any point, are you going to be stopping that? Or, like, what are you doing? You don't think that's loud? And the guy looks at me and goes, no, I don't think it's very loud at all. So at this point, I'm already jumping out of my seat. My wife's grabbing my arm. I'm like, you know what? I was ready to, you know, yank him down the aisle and throw him down. But, you know, I just, I have such bad luck in theaters. I'm just tired of it now. I'm just ready to.
Hey, how did
it.
This conversation start? Is that movie theaters are going extinct?
Yeah.
And this might be part of the reason why.
Yeah.
Because Larry has no patience?
Exactly.
I don't.
I think that's what we're saying.
Talking sports with our friend Jim Rome coming up just after 8 like we do on Thursdays. And the very funny comedian and actor Marlon Wayans will be in Studio 2. Plus, we got more tickets for you to win for sold-out three-day passes for Weekend 1 of Coachella. All coming up on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock.
So the Pepsi ad got pulled and apologized for.
By the way, let me just say this, and I'm not in any way, I'm not walking down the conspiracy alley here and suggesting that this is one of those situations where they knew it would be controversial and pulled, but haven't they gotten so much more Pepsi attention than they ever would have if it had just been a boring ad?
Well, absolutely, but none of it real positive, so.
Yeah, the people aren't saying great things about Pepsi, but people are saying Pepsi, 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 which is going to make a certain amount of people go, hey, I could use a Pepsi right now. Don't you think they'll get some benefit from
this?
So
you think they did it on purpose?
No, I said I don't think they did it on purpose. But I'm saying it's not a lose-lose for them. Although they are taking a beating on social media. For folks who don't know what we're talking about, Kendall Jenner had an ad that just debuted a couple of days ago. And she walks into a police protest that looks very much like a lot of the protests we've seen around the country the last couple of years, like a Black Lives Matter protest or, you know, a Women's March protest.
I think it's supposed to look like all protests.
Mm-hmm. All protests. Yeah. So some sort of a resistance movement going on. But what you don't realize is that Kendall Jenner has the secret weapon to make everybody love everybody and everything great.
Yeah.
And that is she walks up to a police officer and hands them a Pepsi Cola, and everybody smiles and laughs and sings Kumbaya. And
the peace officer turns around and goes home, apparently.
Apparently, that's all it takes is just a delicious can of Pepsi. So a lot of people have suggested that maybe the problems of institutionalized racism and oppression and everything else that people are marching on the streets and becoming arrested for and getting beaten for, maybe you don't minimize that by just making it about, hey, how about a Pepsi?
But what if a Pepsi did solve it?
I don't think this was a real protest, real scenario. I think this was just some sort of fantasy land.
Bringing it up.
And so the internet was not kind to the Pepsi ad, and they issued a statement where they said, all right, we missed the mark on that one, but we're going to give them a chance to explain further and find out what's next for the brand. We asked Dave if there's anyone who'd be willing to come on from PepsiCo, and I believe Mr. Lucas McNeil has taken the challenge. He is the head of marketing for Pepsi. Hello, Mr. McNeil. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, I took the Pepsi challenge, as it were.
I guess you did.
Right. Yeah. All right. That's first things thing. First. Yeah. My friend Bean thinks that that your brand actually was helped by this.
Oh no!
No, it wasn't.
Oh no! That's not the message I'm getting from the guys up in the 12th floor.
Okay.
We missed the mark here, frankly, and we apologize. Mm-hmm. And boy, I had no idea when I came up with this idea that this was going to happen.
Right.
Well, let me ask you. You came up with this idea.
Yeah, it was mine. And look, I don't know. I don't know what you people want. I really don't. I gave you an Asian. I gave you a Muslim.
Right.
I gave you the signs, protesters.
Right.
Cola. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't. I guess I misread. I guess I misread the public.
You did.
But I did not intend to make light of any serious issue.
Okay.
And so in retrospect, maybe a protest, people marching in the streets. Maybe that wasn't the way to go. I don't know.
Okay.
Hindsight's 20/20, right? So,
yes,
that's what they say.
That's what the marketplace is telling you is, yes, you made light of a serious issue.
I gave you an Asian with a cello, okay?
I mean, there was in the
I gave you a Muslim woman with a camera.
Right.
I gave you a Kardashian.
Right.
I don't know what I have to do, frankly, to make people happy. If this is wrong, what's right? Right?
Well, look.
No, not right.
That's what I'm
saying. No, that's not what we're saying. No.
We got some other ideas I think are actually going to take off. I really do.
Run these ideas past anyone else?
I gotta have some freedom to try things out.
Okay.
I'm not going to drop the Kendall thing
I see.
This weekend. Okay, maybe it didn't pan out exactly the way I thought.
Okay.
But I got big ideas for Pepsi. I think it's really going to shoot it through the roof. Just follow me. I'm going to describe it, and you let me know what you think. Okay,
okay, okay, sure.
Keep
happy
in mind,
to.
We're getting away. We don't want to make light of any more serious issues, so
sure.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
It's night. It's night. There's woods, but there's a house near the woods, and you see people, long white robes and hoods, coming out of the woods.
Lucas.
Right, follow me here. They're carrying torches, okay? They're approaching the house, and then they get to the house.
This is already bad.
A nice young black man comes out of the house. He's very attractive. And then whip the hood off.
Uh-huh.
It's Kendall. Kendall Jenner is under the hood. And she takes the torch and she lights a barbecue.
Oh, Lucas, no,
and
rethink
the,
that.
And the barbecue comes and they start making burgers and then everybody gets a Pepsi out of the cooler.
I feel like you're going to run into some trouble with that one as well.
It's a cool cola clan.
That's KKK. And
well,
I don't
see what you're going for, but it's
right.
A miss. You can't do that.
Okay.
No.
All right, picture this. A black and white commercial. It looks vaguely the late 30s, early 40s.
Okay.
A lot of sad-looking people in a camp behind some wire, okay?
I'm going to say no.
They look sad, okay?
You're right.
They're sad, but then a train pulls into the camp.
No train.
The door of the car opens up.
No.
And inside, Pepsi's inside. And everybody gets happy because they're delivering Pepsi. Who's delivering it? Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner's delivering Pepsi. We break the color. The commercial becomes color, and everyone starts going, Zig Kylie! Zig Kylie!
Oh,
no!
She's handing out ice-cold Pepsi.
You have the worst ideas ever.
You've got to stay away from the Holocaust. You just got to.
No, it's not the Holocaust. It's just a place where people are sad.
At a camp,
it's so
right.
literal.
All right.
How about this one? There's a man
in
a suit with a red tie, maybe a comb over, like a blonde comb over.
Okay.
He's
all right.
Talking to a large group of people with red baseball caps on, and they're all very they're angry and they're happy and they're cheering, but they're also yelling. And he looks into the crowd, and there he sees a very attractive Kendall Jenner, who's just there, just watching him.
Right.
She's wrapped with his charisma. She can't stop taking her eyes off him.
Right.
And he's got all the power, and he sees her, and he walks up to her. And she's got a very short skirt on. And he reaches under
the skirt, and
boom, he pulls out a Pepsi.
No.
And we call it grab her by the Pepsi.
I can't. No. No.
I'm in.
No, no, sir.
I don't know. I think I'm in, too. I'm in on that.
Grab her by the Pepsi.
All right.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
That was Muse we were listening to, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. See, yesterday, you put up a clip from the studio with a few seconds of their new music. They're working very hard right now on a new album. Should be coming out this summer.
Just a second!
Can't wait.
So excited.
God, I love that band.
Same.
All right, 7:52, as Kevin mentioned, it is Thursday morning. That means Jim Rome joins us right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, sir.
Let me tell you something. Friday night, tomorrow night, at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino, it's going to go off. It's going to be nuts because it is K-Rock's Guys Night Out.
Girls, welcome.
And the boys are going to be there. They're going to be playing poker and blackjack. Doors open at 8 p.m. Blackjack starts at 9.
It's going to be the second most exciting thing that happened there this whole week.
If you'd like to go, plus get $200 in chips tomorrow night. I have two spots to give away. Two spots. You can play with Dave, or you can play with Beer Mug.
Ugh. Neither of them really know what they're doing, so you're good either play. Either way.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. If you're playing poker against these guys, you got a shot.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You have to be 21 years of age or older. Let's say caller number 21 plays with Dave. Caller number 22 plays with Beer Mug.
Holy crap, I am peeing my pants.
Why don't you call right now, 1-800-520-1067.
What's up?
If you don't win, you can go right now to thebike.com, and you can RSVP your spot to play poker with the guys tomorrow night at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino.
How do you feel about the Jews?
Oh, come on!
What kind of question is that?
Wow.
You working for Pepsi? Is that guy a Pepsi addict right there?
Some good ideas, I thought, Ralph.
Yeah, speaking of which, if you didn't hear the last segment, Pepsi has already pulled its brand new ad with Kendall Jenner. Her giving up her life as a high fashion model to pull off her wig and strip down and go protest and give a cop a soda. That was the basic premise of that commercial.
And then the cop just turns around and leaves. Like,
but he smiles. He does happy. Smile.
Right.
You don't get it, man. They dropped it yesterday, and it took them about a day to pull the ad after critics on both sides of the political spectrum said, "What the serious F?" And Pepsi said they may have missed the mark with that spot.
You think?
And they're sorry that it put Kendall in that position. And they're sorry that everyone's upset. And they apologize. And please, please don't hate them. So, see what they come up with next.
That was
I think the guy you talked to had some good ideas.
I mean, I don't think he had any good ideas, but.
Also apologizing is Nivea.
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 The lotion?
The lotion. The skincare ad, yes.
The lotion is apologizing?
The lotion itself is apologizing.
Sorry, I'm so creamy.
That's right. They had to pull one of their ads from racist messaging.
Really?
According to People magazine, the ad originally appeared on the company's Middle East Facebook page. Nivea was trying to promote its Invisible for Black and White deodorant. And the picture featured a woman in with long dark brown hair and a white robe, and the slogan was, "White is purity." And then the caption beneath the picture was, "Keep it clean, keep it bright, don't let anything ruin it."
Oh.
And
wow.
People thought it was a little too on the nose.
What's
and perhaps
happening?
A little racist.
God.
If you took the copy of the ad on face value, "White is purity, keep it clean, keep it bright, don't let anything ruin it."
Some
people,
wow,
questioned the choice of words.
It sounds racist.
It does.
How
actually,
do these
so.
Things get cleared?
How
because it's not
cleared?
Just one person that says, "This is the ad, this is what we're going with." There's a chain of command. A lot of people signed off on that.
Right?
Right?
Oh,
right.
Man. They should just keep it as we're so creamy.
That works for me.
Yeah.
What you talking about, honky?
American Ninja Warrior, right?
Right.
Is pulling a page from the playbook of a lot of other popular reality competition shows. And they will be doing a celebrity edition.
All fun.
Now...
Define celebrity,
super
though.
Super athletes can't get through this course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is Natalie Morales of the Today Show going to fare, you think?
I mean, they're going to have to make it way easier, right? If they're going to use celebrities, they're going to have to make it easier.
How is Mina Suvari going to do, do
She's
you think?
She's not going to do well.
Comedian Jeff Dye?
We sent Beer Mug down there to try it, remember? And I don't think he got through the very first part of it.
Didn't
right?
we send Dave down, too?
Yeah, he ripped his hand all apart.
On the skin?
Yeah.
On the rope swing, first thing.
Apparently, this will all be part of the show on Thursday, May 25th, as part of NBC's annual Red Nose Day programming.
So it's just a one-time thing.
It's just a one-time.
Yeah. I got you.
To help the stars through the challenges, each one will be paired with an elite ninja on the course to help them and cheer them on. So it's for charity, it's for fundraising, but still, someone's going to get hurt. Comedian TV show's Nikki Glaser, she will also be participating. Derek Hough from Dancing with the Stars, Erica Christensen from Parenthood, and Stephen Amell, the Arrow
Ooh.
Himself.
How about that?
Now, he can do it.
He probably
good-looking
could.
People.
He could do it because he's got that, he does that salmon
right?
neck
right.
thing he does.
Right.
What does that mean?
The salmon ladder. Salmon ladder.
You can keep screaming it at my face, and I don't know what you
it's
mean.
It's when you have a pegged board.
Oh, and you keep pegging.
And you,
yes, you keep pegging. Go on.
I don't know what he's pegging.
Go on.
I haven't seen the latest episode of the show, but I don't know if anybody's pegging anybody.
I realized
on Arrow.
It halfway through.
No, you
so,
didn't. You said it to
no,
pull out.
No,
it
I
came
didn't.
Out.
No.
All right,
so
you
keep pegging, and then what?
You keep pegging.
But
you
keep
that.
Getting the peg up just with your upper body strength.
It's like a staff. You have
sure.
like a shaft.
Okay.
And then you keep trying to push the shaft.
You just keep pegging that shaft.
On the pegging.
Okay.
By the way, Ralph, related to our conversation yesterday, did you see who's hosting Red Nose Day?
No, I did not.
Chris Hardwick.
Of course he is.
I'm not even kidding.
Because he needs work.
Come
on?
How is the man supposed to survive?
He already has 4 television shows on the air, and he's hosting the Red Nose.
I feel like someone's trying to kill him.
We need to get him a bake sale so he can make some money. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Kevin Smith and I are taking the stage once again for Hollywood Babylon. You come out and see us, and you'll have a good time. I'm telling you. And if you want to hang out afterwards, I'll see you at the bar. That's usually where I am after the show. It is Hollywood Babylon, me, Kevin Smith, and love. That's all it is. It's a bunch of love. Yeah. Go to improv.com to get your details and tickets for Saturday night's show. Saturday night, 10 p.m. All these stars are born on today, April 5th. Here's the celebrity birthdays. Billy D. Williams, 80 years old today.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
No, Kevin, that would be that'd be Carl Weathers in Billy Madison. No, Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
Not that easy, is it?
Got a little closer. Got a little closer in your day. John Ratzenberger, who was on Cheers. Kevin, he played on Cheers.
Ted.
Nope. Cliff Clavin.
Cliff Clavin.
I loved him on Jim Jefferies' show.
He's great on everything.
Yeah.
Michael Rooker is 62 years old today. Paul Rudd turns 48. Zach Braff is 42. Candace Cameron Bure celebrates her 41st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
The very funny comedian actor Marlon Wayans joins us in minutes here on K-Rock. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the return of the great Jim Rome. JimRome.com. Listen to the show from 9 till noon today. And if you miss it, you can always hear the podcast. Jim Rome's Daily Jungle on Play.it or iTunes. Mr. Rome, welcome back, sir. How are you?
The prodigal son has returned. That'd be me.
We missed you, and we're happy to have you on. And I can't believe it. In all the time that we've had you Thursday mornings here on the Kevin and Bean Show at this time, I don't know that we've ever started with a golf story, but you are fired up by this shakeup at the Masters.
This is wild. Let's get right at it. It's pretty weird. The world's top-ranked golfer, Dustin Johnson, took a header down a staircase yesterday, jacked up his back, and he may not play in the Masters. I mean, really, really weird.
This is a guy who could have won it?
Oh, no, this is a guy who pretty much was going to win it.
Oh, is that
top
right?
Top-ranked golfer in the world. He's won 3 straight. He's red hot. But remember, this is dude's most whack injury since he had to pull out of the Masters back in 2012 after tweaking his back while, wait for it, lifting his jet ski. So this doesn't top that because the old jet ski excuse is an all-timer, but it's pretty freaking close. What was this guy doing, wandering around his house in spikes? Actually, no. Yeah. His agent says he had some socks on and he slipped on the bare wood.
Oh, I've done that. Well, I've done that.
Come on, mixing a pair of Uggs, bro. Or one of those awesome chairs that slide up and down the wall that Grandma and Grandpa rock so hard.
That take like a half hour to get up or down?
I can't wait to get old enough to get one of those things. It'd look awesome, like a chairlift for your staircase. Fact is, we don't really know. He's supposed to get to the course, pick up one of his clubs, take a swing or two, and we'll see whether or not he can get it. But I will say, it's a weird story, y'all, and it doesn't sound right. I don't know what happened. It just sounds a little weird.
Yeah, it is weird, but you clearly can't play golf if your back is jacked. I mean, it's just, that's impossible. I mean, if you're hurt, you can't play, right?
No, exactly right. I mean, it's like being in a car wreck, but not as bad. But you get out of bed, you know, something's not quite right, but you're supposed to pick up a golf club with that kind of torque, and that kind of energy and play. That's not happening. So my thing is, I'm always amazed that world-class athletes cannot execute the most basic human maneuvers. Like, the rest of us can do this without maiming ourselves. Have you ever just fallen down a flight of stairs?
No. No.
Never.
I have.
You have? Really?
Once when I repped the 818, I lived in Tarzana. We had this big circular staircase. I walked down every single morning in the dark without incident. And after 10 years, once I missed the last step. Man, I hit that marble so hard, I had made up a story even before I hit the ground. It's really humiliating. That was an MMA injury I suffered while training. Come on.
And I seem to remember you didn't play the Masters that year either, Jeb, so no, it all makes sense.
I did not, true.
Let's talk about new competition in the broadcast booth. Who's going to CBS TV but Tony Romo? Were you surprised that he decided to not come back and play now that he's healthy again and is going to quit his football career and go to the booth?
You know, for a minute or two, I was surprised. I thought that he was on this mission. He had some unfinished business. But if you're Tony Romo and you look at the options, you probably thought, I could go back out there at 37, risk breaking my neck or my back or both for a chance to win a ring that's not guaranteed, or I can just just take one of the best jobs in broadcasting, and I could be set for the next 20 years or so. So that's what he did, and it's the right move. Like I said earlier this week on my show, number one on the depth chart at CBS is much better than being number one on the Houston Texans depth chart. And, guys, you'll respect this. He didn't even have to work his way up. He didn't start with the second broadcast team or the third broadcast team. They dropped him right in the top spot, which is unheard of.
Have you ever heard him do commentary?
No, not really. He's never done that. So, I mean, it's a gamble and a risk for CBS in that sense. But the guy who made that call, Sean McManus, who runs CBS Sports, is a brilliant executive. I mean, I've worked for some really, really sharp people. He's the best I've ever seen, and he thinks that he can do it. So
wow.
My thought on Romo is he's charismatic. He's funny. He can explain the game quickly. I say this to every athlete that ever asks me. It's not the same gig as what you had in the field, but you have to approach it the same way. And if you attack it with the same work ethic, you'll be fine. Not all of them do, but I think he will.
What is Phil Simms thinking right now?
That's tough.
Yeah.
You know, if you're Phil Simms and you had that gig and you were doing a good job and all of a sudden you find out one morning that you no longer are the guy or have that gig, that's tough. But, I mean, that's life. That's sports. It could happen.
Well, that's going to happen to all of us.
By the way, all of us. They forget about all of us in 30 seconds. Except
yeah.
maybe you, Kevin.
Right.
Except maybe you, Bean. I know they forget about me. I've already forgotten about Sanchez. Allie, you'd be like 50 seconds, I think.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome, Allie.
Quite a good school.
Come on, Allie. Very sweet.
How about that?
You know what, Allie? 60 seconds, Allie.
Jim.
Wow.
60, Allie.
She didn't do anything for that
do
extra 10 seconds.
70.
Oh! Come on now. Jim, she we were was. Having this discussion yesterday, and I'm gonna put forward the name Troy Aikman as being my favorite of the athletes who went to the booth with the quality of the broadcast that he provides. Who would you say is your favorite?
He's great. He's all class. Troy Aikman is really, really good. Chris Collinsworth is really, really good.
I think he's good, too.
Yeah, I like Chris a lot.
And this is what I mean. These guys can keep these jobs 20 years or 30 years, and believe me, once they get them, they're not giving them back. So I think that Tony Romo looks at a Troy Aikman or a Collinsworth and says, I can start at the top, and I can stay there for a couple of decades. I'm doing this thing. It's the right call.
All right.
Makes sense. One more. Steve Young, too.
Anyway, 45 right. seconds.
Wow.
Not like Steve Young.
Speedbump Alley.
I gave you 60. I can take them back, Alan. Don't think I won't.
We are talking to Jim Rome of the Jim Rome Show, 9
to noon,
West Coast.
We forgot about 15 seconds, Alan.
I want to ask one more thing because I think this is a fascinating story. The NHL made an announcement earlier this week that they are not going to close down their season for 2 weeks like they do on Olympics years and let their players go and represent their countries. A lot of players are really unhappy with that decision because they look forward to skating for Russia or Finland or whoever. What say you, Jim Rome?
It sucks. Sucks. I hate that. I hate that they're not going to send their players because the NHL players in the Olympics is awesome. I mean, to me, the NHL playoffs are the best playoffs in all sports.
Agreed.
And NHLers in the Olympics is almost as good. And unlike other sports, these guys aren't doing you a big favor by showing up. They want to do it. They want to be there. They love it. But the fact of the matter is, as great as it is for the players and for the fans, the NHL does not get a hell of a lot out of that. They really don't get paid on that. And they have to assume the risk that their players get hurt in sending them there. It's the greedy freaking pigs in the IOC that are ruining this thing.
So in other words, the NHL would do it if they got a cut of the proceeds from those Olympic Games.
Basically, yes. It's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. And by the way, in 2018, it's in South Korea. They don't give a damn about that. They don't care about South Korea. And the fact is the IOC used to at least mitigate the cost by picking up travel and insurance. And now they won't even do that anymore. So the NHL is saying, what do we really get out of this? No money, lots of risk, and nobody's going to watch the games in South Korea. Yeah, we're just not showing up. And I can't say that I blame them. Yeah.
It's a real ban on those players. No matter how much the players want to go, they literally can't go. Otherwise,
that's not true. They can go.
They can go,
and some will go.
Yeah.
And they just don't know what's going to happen. Like Alex Ovechkin is saying, I'm going.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know if that's going to be a fine or if the team – well, actually, we do know. The team's going to let him go. They're not upset about that. That's the one team that says, if this is important to him, we'll let him go.
Interesting.
I feel like they can still go.
PR nightmare for teams if they say, no, you can't represent your
country.
I feel
like they have to take that stance.
Yeah.
No, I don't think. They can say no, they will say no. Ted Leonsis, who owns that team, is the rare guy who said, I sat with Alex Ovechkin and his family, and he made it very clear. This is extremely important to me, and knowing him and what he means to us, I got to hold my breath with it because I don't want him to get hurt. But because it means that much to him, I'm going to let him go. But he's the only owner who's saying that right now.
And you don't want to piss Alex off and make him not want to play for your team anymore.
No, but at the same time, they scratch his checks and he doesn't want to piss them off either. But I could see it. I see both sides. I hate to be the I see both sides guy, but I see both sides. Go Ducks.
All right. Great stuff.
God, I love the Ducks. Great go Ducks.
How dare you?
9 to noon today at JimRome.com to hear the show. And don't forget, you can always hear the podcast, Jim Rome's Daily Jungle. It's a roundup of the best of the show with the takes, the interviews, the calls, the sound bites, and so much more. Play.it and iTunes. Jim, have a great show today, and then say hi to your cats for us. We'll do it again next week.
Hey, what? Wait, what? I mean, go Ducks.
Looking at Allie and Marlon Wayans, it's like they're performing surgery on the side of a road after a traffic accident.
No, I went to use my my T-shirt to clean my glasses.
Mm-hmm. Very reasonable, by the way.
Yeah, well, I thought it was stupid because the people tell me you're going to scratch your lenses.
Right.
But I'm like, I always lose that little cloth, the little black thing that they give you.
Same.
So I went to use a tissue, and she went, no!
Don't.
No, don't do it. And she, it was like PETA was here, and I was stabbing a dog. And
very similar.
She was like, don't do that to the glasses. And she went and got me this alcohol pad. And my glasses look beautiful right now.
Now, where did she pull that out of? Because I don't see
her bag, like Captain Caveman. She got all kinds of weird things. She got that mama bag, baby. I got what you got, baby.
It's true. You want some hot sauce?
You got a cold? let me get some turmeric out my bag.
I was very impressed with how prepared she was for any
right?
kind of
I mean, I'm eventuality. Very particular about glasses.
I was impressed, too, for a white woman. You got an old black lady bag.
That's right.
Old black women got so much in their purse. That's why robbers would never snatch an old black woman's bag. That and,
too heavy?
And the sister will catch them. Huh? Yeah, it's too heavy. We got all kind of stuff there. My mother, I think she has a sink in her bag.
Marlon, are you a pretty organized guy? Are you a guy who's able to run a life? Because both Kevin and I get made fun of all the time for not thinking ahead or not having what we need or being where we're supposed to be. How are you?
I'm a mess. I didn't know I was supposed to be here today.
All right.
If it wasn't for this little Asian lady that I call my assistant, with her little stump legs, she gets me. Ashley, with her little stump legs, get me everywhere. With attitude. Marlon, do you know you're supposed to be on K-Rock? What's that? Just get in the car. Just trust me. Get in the shower. I have to trust her. I don't know where I'm going. And she took me to a gang war. I guess that's what I'm supposed
you
to be.
You just show right up there.
Wearing red.
Yeah. And you wouldn't be cleaning
your
glasses.
Or neutral color like pink.
Right, sure. Now, tell us about playing at the Irvine Improv. It's a big room, right?
It's a huge room. It's about 500 seats. I like it, man. It's good because it's filled with a nice mixed crowd. A lot of white people show up. It's good to talk to white people.
In Irvine, yeah.
White people's funny because they like to listen. Black people want to interact. They think they are the show.
Part
sure.
The show?
They get on stage with you. Marlon, you crazy. Tell them about Trump. White people listen politely. And then they'll laugh. If you throw a premise out there.
Right.
White people go, You hear them go, that's interesting.
And now is that like, what you want as a comedian?
Why do you think that way? And if you can come with the right why you think that way, even if they don't agree, they will laugh. And I like people that listen. Because sometimes when you're doing shows and you got to be a substitute teacher, like if y'all would just keep this down, listen, if you would stop throwing beer, sir, I could be real funny.
How much time does it turn into a giant battle? Not very
often. Rarely. Here's why. I don't go up there and interact like, hey, what do you guys think of this? I do my show.
Right.
I go, here's what I think, here's what I feel, here's what I say, and here's why I think it. And then I just do a show, man. So it's like 60 to 90 minutes of me just, it's like like ranting. It's like a Kanye concert, but with jokes.
Jeez. Marlon, by the way, is going to be the Irvine Improv for 5 big shows this weekend. 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday, and then Sunday. Tickets are only $35 and available at improv.com. Now, you live in Southern California.
If you want VIP, it's $45. And also, I'm going to be at the Morongo Casino on June 2nd, and that's out
nice.
By in Cazabon or Cabazon.
Cabazon. Yeah.
Cabazon.
Yeah,
and tickets are available at Ticketmaster. Go get your tickets. All right, good.
That's right. So, yeah. So, this weekend at the Irvine Improv and then June 2nd in the Morongo Casino. So, you live in Southern California, but I don't feel like you're playing all the time around town. So, this is kind of a rare opportunity to see Marlon Wayans.
I rarely play around town. Like, I'll pop into, like the Haha and do, like, a guest spot. That's in the Valley. Because, you know, L.A. people have a bad habit of thinking that everywhere they go, that they have the right to videotape. It's like, look, people,
I feel like that's everywhere, but maybe that's just because I live here.
I hate it. It's like, look, if I wanted this copyrighted material, if I wanted to put this out, I would do a special.
Right. Yeah.
And the thing with comedy is you can't take it back. And it's like when you're working it out, it may not be funny. It may just be a thought. It may just be, here's what I'm thinking, and you don't have why it's funny yet. And it takes you working in a comedy club all around the country before you finally figure out, all right, here's how I tell that joke so that everybody laughs.
Now, how do you stop them from videotaping it on their phones?
You slap their camera out their hand.
Well, why can't the comedy club do more to help you?
The big black security guard, go, hey, brother. And the brother, who got it? And then they put that away. He tried to be sneaky. She got one right there because women try to be sneaky and they put it between their legs. Like, right, hey, come on. What kind of camera is that? What kind of angle is that? I'm sorry. Someone was talking. What happened?
I was asking, how come the comedy clubs don't do more to help you with that? Don't they have some sort of a thing, Kevin? Don't they try this in movie theaters sometimes where they have a thing that kind of blocks cell phones so you can't even use them?
Because they're videotaping you, too.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
No, they don't, but they should. Yeah. I missed concerts when they didn't have everybody videotaping it.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't need to go to a concert. All I got to do is go to someone's Periscope, and they got the concert live. Yeah.
But right. You know, most of that video sucks ass, and they'll never watch it because it's just all over the place.
I know. Right. And then you make people go, that looks terrible. Right. I'm not going to that show.
And then they blame you.
And the thing about comedy is different with music. Comedy, you tell music, people want to hear your hits.
Right.
So you do a song, you know, and they want to give me the hit. They don't want to hear your new stuff.
Right.
When you do comedy, they don't want to hear nothing that you said before. They want to hear brand new stuff. So you tell a joke once, and after that, it's diminishing returns.
Right. Wow, let's
Marlon Wayans is here, by the way. That's why all five shows this weekend in Irvine are going to be completely different. Not a single
that's a lot
word
of pressure.
Will be repeated.
But I will say, I never do one show alike.
All right. That's amazing.
I don't.
Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and then I don't blame you. Hey, when we come back, we got to talk to Marlon about this because he has a huge summer ahead with a new TV show debuting on NBC this summer and a new movie on Netflix. And we'll find out all about both of those with Marlon Wayans right after this on K-Rock. Comedian actor Marlon Wayans in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We need headphones here, Marlon. You got them? Got them. I don't have this in front of me, but I seem to remember the research I did last time you were in. You've been in box office movies worth over $700 million
in
ticket sales.
Shh, we in the hood. Don't say that out loud. you trying to get me off, brother?
Yet
you trying to get me off?
Yet your next two projects are TV and Netflix. What's going on?
Well, TV is to me one of the. I miss doing television because I miss doing comedy in front of a live studio audience. Mm-hmm. Because for me, when I have a live studio audience in front of me, I know. Before the regular audience at home sees it, that these 300 people got to sample it. And in that moment, I could be as funny as I possibly can be. And I know it's funny before I let people see it. So that's the beauty of doing my show, Marlon. It's a sitcom, a throwback. It's about a divorced dad, a divorced, inappropriate father, trying to raise his family and keep his whole family together in the midst of a divorce. And it's a different kind of TV dad and a different kind of family show.
And it's kind of based on your real life. I mean, you got a real close relationship with the woman that you had children with.
Yeah,
you guys are still in each other's lives, right?
I like the way that was white vernacular for baby mama.
I heard it.
The woman that you have planted seed and infested with liquids.
Yeah. I prefer the way I said it. We have to be very careful. We're white. You know?
You described it. I just go baby mama. Yes, I have a wonderful relationship. I don't call her baby mama. I don't even call. We still call each other baby. Like, you know, just because you don't have sexual relations don't mean that you don't love each other.
Most people can't break apart, though, and live in separate places without all of that anger.
We never lived together
hatred.
In the first place.
Oh, you never did? Okay.
It's perfect.
All right.
I think she did this by design. I think she just she knew I was going to mess up.
Right.
She knew it. And then she was like, good, I ain't got to give him none. I could sleep without him humping on me like a dog. That's what men do, like puppies. But we have a great relationship. We have a lot of fun, unconditional love, acceptance. And, you know, I it's hard for somebody to actually get you. And I think she gets me, and I appreciate it.
How many kids?
Two.
Two kids.
I got a boy and a girl. I got a 15-year-old son now who thinks he's so grown. He keep trying to test me, though. He keep coming up to me with his... You know how your son go through puberty and he's trying to see size you up like I'm getting taller than you.
Right.
I'm like, but I never put you in karate class. I will kick your behind. And then my daughter, she's 16 going on 17. I actually took her out to colleges in New York City.
Is that right?
Yep.
Good
my
time.
Kids move out, I move them far away.
Sure.
So I'm looking at schools in Alaska for my son.
Oh, no.
Your daughter you want close. Your son, you like, yeah, so I'm going to look at schools in Uranus.
Now, I know you got the writers on your show, but did you come up with a lot of things that happened to you with your kids in real life that you can use on the TV?
Absolutely. I think when you do a show like this, you have to, we call it plug it into the matrix. And my producing partner on this one, Chris Moynihan, my other producers, Rick Alvarez and Michael Rotenberg, you know, we sat down constantly and it was just like, so what's the situation from your life? Everything stems from my life or my point of view. And I got 12 great writers and we put together 10 really funny shows. It's a show that I'm proud of. If they cancel it, stuff happens.
I'm sorry?
Stuff happens.
Okay.
If they cancel it. But I'm telling you now.
Well, don't put that out there.
It's going to be the best 10 one-disc DVD set ever. Them 10 shows, the lost 10 episodes of Marlon is going to be special. Because it's just funny, man. Like, literally, I sat there. Because when I watch me, I don't go, I'm funny. I watch me like I'm somebody else. And I go,
okay,
let's see if he can make me laugh.
So you're critical of yourself.
No, I'm crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, but I am, because when I go, he's funny, does he make me laugh? Mm. It's not me. It's like somebody else, and I'm judging them based on if they make me laugh. And he makes me laugh.
Do you think that you judge him harder than you do most people?
Yeah, because I know what he can do.
Yeah.
And I just go, like, if I go, that's funny, it's not the same as a, that's funny. I'll laugh at me when it's funny. I like to feel like, because if it's funny to me, it's going to be hilarious to somebody else. Because comedians, we're spoiled. You know, I show the funniest things to my brother, and they go, that's funny. Well, then why aren't you laughing?
Tell your face.
Exactly.
All right, tell us about the Netflix.
And I got a movie for Netflix. What's great about the show is it has heart. And I think what's great about the movie is it has heart as well. I'm transitioning. Something's happening. And where I used to do all this parody and crazy stuff, and all I cared about was jokes.
Right.
And now I care about, like, character, and I care about the situation, and I care about the heart. And then I know the jokes are going to come because that's just me. I love jokes. So, but this is a romantic comedy with me and Regina Hall. And it's basically about a guy. It's called Naked. And it's based on a Swedish film, Naken, which is naked in Swedish. So if you're ever in Sweden and you want to tell a girl, undress, just go, hey, Naken. Oh, okay.
That's a good tip if we're ever in Sweden.
Well, yeah. It happens. I go. All right. And I speak all kind of dirty Swedish. If you want to, if you want to learn dirty Swedish or dirty Spanish, Marlon got you. I travel around the world and learn dirty words everywhere. So if you need me, holla. I'll get you laid or slapped in every country. So this movie is about a guy who is supposed to get married. He's ill-prepared for the wedding. You know, he's doing it just because she wants to do it, like most guys. And, you know, he's not taking it seriously. So he goes out on his bachelor party. On the day of the wedding, he wakes up butt naked in the elevator. He has no idea how he got there. He's an hour and a half late for his wedding. Mm-hmm. There's a marathon going on. So he has to get across town. He finally gets to the wedding. If he don't have the right vows, if he don't have the right suit, if he don't have the right ring, he has to repeat the same hour butt naked over and over again until he gives her the proper wedding. It's kind of like a Groundhog's Day, but ass naked.
Wow.
But ass naked Groundhog's Day.
I'm in.
That's what you should have called it. Yeah. I've seen the trailer for this.
Butt ass naked Groundhog Day?
Yes. I've seen the trailer for this, and you are butt-ass naked over and over and over again. How much time did you have to spend naked to shoot those elevator scenes?
I spent a lot, but don't worry, guys. You're not going to regurgitate on my butt, and I don't show no frontal.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, ladies, and but hey, fellas, you ain't got to regurgitate or be intimidated by what the big shadows that you see on the wall. So no, because it happens. So basically, I was naked a lot. Running around the streets of Charleston, but it only is probably, I'd say, 10% of the movie is me naked. And then I finally get clothes, and of course, we try not to. It's a nice ass, but I don't think everybody needs to see it the whole movie.
I think I agree with you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Although, fair enough. I don't know that it's a nice ass. Yeah. I'm just taking your word for it.
No, it really is.
Okay.
We family.
I'm taking your word for it.
I'll show it to you guys.
We don't need to see it. We're taking your word for it.
No, we family.
Nah, we're good, though.
I've been here twice. So
she wants to see family.
I'm going to take you to side.
Okay.
And I'll show it to you.
Wouldn't be the first time.
That stretch mark.
You straight.
Like Reverend, like Leonardo.
Huh? You strike me as a guy who will do anything if it's funny, and you know that your ass on screen is funny, so you probably were really, really into it.
I would do anything for a laugh. I literally would. But this one is weird because I actually did squats, so I have a really nice butt in this. Mm-hmm. And I told you, I don't look at me and call me in movies. Mm-hmm. I go, he got a really nice butt in this.
He worked out hard.
He worked out hard. Ladies going to be like, dang, Marlon. He got a donkey.
It's odd.
What?
The third person thing.
He.
And that you're
because if I
at,
call me me uh-huh. and I'm looking at my butt, that's right. weird. But I'm looking at his ass, it's different.
Uh-huh. I don't think you're there hearing you yourself.
No. I mean, you sound a little crazy.
I do.
Smidge.
Marlon, but if I didn't sound crazy, I wouldn't be me.
That's true.
That's true.
That's right.
True
as well.
Says the lady who carries sunglass things and dinosaurs in a bag.
With the big purse, right.
Marlon and his fine ass on stage all weekend long. Five big shows at the Irvine Improv. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and one show on Sunday. Tickets available at improv.com, 21 and up. And by the way, tickets just $29 at Ticketmaster.com for the performance coming up at the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. That just added Friday, June 2nd at 9. Marlon, we love you. It's always great to have you come on.
$29. That's crackhead prices. I'm going to go buy me 10 tickets.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Still more tickets for you to go to Coachella weekend one, and also K-Rock Party House. Got this for you just after 9 a.m. First Rob here with the Billy's on Thursday. What's going on?
Sounds cool. What the man said was Coachella tickets and the K-Rock Party House.
Yeah.
Coming up for you in just a few minutes. Right now, here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
Someone texted me and said, is Bean finally becoming a robot?
It sounds like it.
And I said, finally? He's just being exposed. That's all. We've all been living in a Westworld existence for so long now. I want to remind folks, 10 p.m. Saturday night this week. Saturday night, it is Hollywood Babylon with me and Kevin Smith. We'd love for you to come out and join us. We have a pretty good time. We do all the entertainment news, and we do a bunch of other stuff as well. Me, Smith, you, guaranteed good time. Go to improv.com for more details and to get your tickets. And I hope you'll join us.
Nope.
Arnold Schwarzenegger said that he will not participate in the Expendables 4 unless Sylvester Stallone is also in the movie. Big, I don't even heard about this. Big hubbub. Big
no,
hubbub.
I did not know this.
Stallone has walked.
What?
He says he's not going to participate in Expendables 4.
I thought he was the one that sort of was behind
it. He did. He created it. And he wrote and directed the first. Wrote the second one, I think. And he is not happy with the direction the franchise is going. He's been having arguments with producers. And he said he won't participate. And now the other dominoes are starting to fall. Schwarzenegger said he, too, will not participate. Who are we going to be left with? It's going to be like Ronda Rousey. Just by herself in a Jeep. A bayonet. What's
just be expendable one.
Exactly. So I hope they get it all worked out because I am a sucker for those movies.
Me too.
That's not how you make America great. No, it isn't.
I love him. Did you see his speech about Trump cutting the budget for after-school programs?
I did not know.
That's where that clip is from.
Okay.
Like, what are you talking about? You're robbing the children blind.
He's like the best politician he ever was. Much better than he was when he was the governor. I thought this was odd. I didn't know this existed. I can't imagine it would matter if it was any other band. But you know, Sgt. Pepper is being reissued because this is the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper.
Okay.
Well, thank God that'll become available.
Right.
You'll be able to finally hear the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. Anyway, they're doing a bunch of versions of it, and they're adding some additional tracks, as you can imagine. Alternate versions and takes and stuff like that for a lot of stuff on the album.
The ones that aren't as good?
Yeah, exactly.
Most of the time.
All the time when they do that. When they release that crap out of the vault, it's always a reason why they didn't include it on anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a speculation that they might have, in this version, released what is considered the holy grail of unheard Beatle music.
All right.
It is something called Carnival of Light. And it was something that someone asked Paul McCartney to record for a theater performance in London in 1967. So while they were filming, while they were recording the album, Paul asked the guys to help him tape something for this production. And for 14 minutes, all they did was run around in the studio, banging on anything they could find, playing a few notes on any instrument that was available, and shouting nonsense.
I mean, if I could do it, is it music?
That's what I'm saying. Honestly. For 14 minutes.
No.
No.
And they say that is the most coveted of all tracks by Beatles fans. That's what they want to hear the most.
No, they don't.
No.
They were hoping that it would be released with this new version of the Sgt. Pepper. As one of the previously unreleased tracks, you'd finally get to hear the 14-minute Carnival of Light track.
I actually have a clip if you'd like to hear it.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
And that's getting a lot of attention already.
No.
So that's happening. Getting airplay in Japan and stuff.
Nope, that wasn't real.
Yeah. Bean, how's your hand, man? You all right?
I mean, I'm playing with pain.
Oh, so sorry. Still, after April Foolishness was, what?
Was last Saturday night.
Last Saturday
night, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your hand's still aching? Well, because you shook hands with someone. That's what happened?
Right. You get your bones crushed. That's not
from a handshake. You simply shook a hand with a nice gentleman who wanted to meet you, and then you got your...
Well,
I just want to clarify. It's the same guy that Ralph shook hands with and that I shook hands with.
Right. He took it easy with you guys, but he brought the full cement mixer to me.
I see.
Oh, okay. There was a cement mixer?
Wow. That's what it felt like, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Wasn't aware of it.
I miss so much.
Glad you're feeling better.
You did miss so much.
I certainly don't think the guy intended to hurt you, though, right?
I think he did. I think
he tried to hurt you.
No, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
You're such a baby.
Because last year, he shook my hand way too hard, and I let him know that. Because you got to put bullies in their place.
I can't.
So this year, I think he came in with the intention of showing me what's up and who's boss. And I think that he squeezed as hard as he could to show that he could break my puny hand.
Do you hear yourself?
It's true, though. That's what happened. Well, we got to get that guy on the show. We got to really call him out on that.
Let's talk to Sean, shall we? Sean is on the phone.
We should get him on the show.
Yeah. Wait, are you kidding me? The real guy?
This is Sean. He was the gentleman Bean shook hands with at April Foolishness.
That tried on purpose to crush Bean's hand.
It was malicious.
On purpose.
Yeah. Bean calls it assault. I just want to see what Sean's version
of this story
is. I had
no idea you really had the guy.
Huh. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Just fine. Yourself?
Very good, thank you.
Now, Sean, what do you remember about the handshake with Bean? Anything stick out to you?
Actually, just the same thing that most everybody say. Hey, that's a strong grip, man.
Right.
That's about it, right?
Yeah, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
But most time when you shake a man's hand, he just shakes your hand back, and you just go your separate ways, right?
Yeah, some will give me a compliment. Like, hey, that's quite a grip, but that's about it.
How many burst into tears immediately? Like Bean did.
No, haven't had any burst into tears.
How many have had to go to the doctor and get an X-ray?
I was in the emergency room on Monday. I got an X-ray.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, what did that X-ray show, Bean?
I mean, technically it wasn't broken, but that doesn't mean it hurt any less. Look, that was beyond a friendly handshake, though. You came in with the intent to hurt, right, Sean?
Oh, no, I'd never do that.
No.
No,
of course not.
It's ridiculous.
That was turbocharged.
I get that all the time. Just I would say 99% of the time when I meet someone new and shake their hand, although I try to take some of the strength off of it.
I was going
to
say, Sean, why don't you just take a little off it?
I do take a little off. I take a little off of it. I take whenever shaking females' hands, I only use like two fingers.
Right.
Well, use one finger for Bean next time you shake his hand.
I don't like this.
Which finger, Ralph?
Sean, stop doing what you're doing. He's hurting people.
But he's shaking hands.
He's
Bean.
Hurting people.
He's not hurting anyone.
He's a violent predator.
He's not.
Oh, my God.
And he needs to be arrested, and he needs to be prosecuted, and he needs to be convicted, and he needs to be put to death.
Seeing that I am in the law enforcement field,
right?
Yeah. There was no criminal intent.
Right.
I don't think anyone would want to arrest me for it.
Sean is not going to arrest himself either, so you're out of luck, B.
This would be thrown out. This would be thrown out, certainly. No charges would be filed. Well, Sean, thanks for hanging out with the phone on us. We appreciate it. We just want to get to the bottom of this and see what was going on. And now, as we expected, we know Bean is just flimsy.
And next time, I'll just give him a hug.
A big hug.
But a long one.
And really squeeze.
Really
give him a hug.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, thank you guys.
All right, buddy.
Bye now.
Nice guy.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
He really is.
Unpleasant having to face him again.
Oh, were you facing him?
I was.
Okay.
Don't make me testify in front of the man that hurt me.
Listen, I know is I missed the two fingers.
Right?
On Saturday, and that's upsetting.
I'm sure he'll give you two fingers next time you see him. I'm Ralph Garber. I walk the show. It's me.
LANOC's Alternative Rock. Congratulations to Valicia Gardner from Huntington Beach. She'll be going to Coachella, courtesy of the world-famous K-Rock, and has access to the K-Rock Party House as well. Your chance to win is coming up at noon today with our friend Kat Corbett.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39. And it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I think Pepsi sales would go through the roof with any of those, quite frankly. I think that guy's got some good ideas. I think he's being treated unfairly.
Not positive any of those were good ideas.
I don't know. Let's see Kylie represented. She never gets any of the love. Kendall gets all the love.
Right?
Speaking of love, Saturday night, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, you can watch live on stage two men who love each other in a very heterosexual way.
No.
But very deeply. Kevin Smith and I do a little show called Hollywood Babylon. And we'd love to have you come out and join us. It's 10 p.m. Saturday night this week. We're going to have a pretty good time. You can go to improv.com to get your details and tickets.
No.
I think, come on. Just come once.
No.
Oh, using that against you.
No.
Come on, Peacock. We have an ongoing segment in Hollywood Babylon where a celebrity drops by each and every week to sing Pen, Pineapple, Apple, Pen.
Oh, all right.
Last week was Harrison Ford.
Okay.
Very entertaining.
A deserving song for sure.
He did a good job. Hey, this is going to be fun. Speaking of Saturday night you got Hollywood Babylon. Saturday day, there at Santa Anita Park, you've got the inaugural K-Rock Super Games and Brewfest Especial.
Yay!
What is that, you say to me?
What is that?
Well, it's just the biggest, funnest bunch of games and drinking activities ever.
Oh, that's right.
It's like a bunch of bouncy houses for grown-ups and cornholio and beer pong with volleyballs and giant red trash cans. It's like it's wacky. It's like Wipeout with booze.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. That's a great way to describe it.
Thank you. It's happening this Saturday, Santa Anita Park. Things kick off at 10 a.m., I want to say. And then, of course, you've got the Santa Anita race. What's it called? The Derby. Santa Anita Derby. You got K-Rock's Jeremiah Red's going to be spinning tunes. You've got games, prizes. Speaking of prizes, you could be eligible. You could be the first person to score tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
That's crazy.
And it's a crazy lineup, isn't it, you guys?
All those bands that are going to be playing?
Woo! You don't know yet.
What has been announced, by the way, and I'm allowed to say this now, May 20th is the date.
Right.
But where, Ralph?
StubHub! At the StubHub Center. So now we know when and where. We just don't know who. But it doesn't matter because you'll go anyway. Because it's awesome. And the bands are always great. And you could win the first pair of tickets Saturday there at Santa Anita. So all these things are available to you. And let me make it a little bit sweeter. I'll give one lucky winner right now a 4-pack of VIP passes, which include drink tickets and a trucker hat and access to the VIP area, which I think means you get to follow Lightning around and pick him up when he falls down from all the drinking.
Which is a lot.
Which is a lot.
So everybody say plus, hey!
You got this.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody scream.
He's a joy to behold. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. You got to be 21 years of age or older because it is a drinking event. So let's make it caller number 21. Caller 21. Give us a call right there. 1-800-520-1067. And we'll give you and three friends passes to the event.
Hey, what's
what's going on in showbiz?
We're still on.
I'm just thinking.
Okay.
Just thinking.
Uh-huh. Can you think when you're not on the radio?
I'm just... I was going to mock...
Who?
This person.
Okay.
And then I thought maybe I wouldn't.
Okay.
So I just had a moment.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to move on to something else. Something more upbeat. Like Jacob Stoudemire. Jacob is the man, right?
Jacob Stoudemire.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob Stoudemire is a student at Arcadia High School in Phoenix, Arizona. You familiar with Arcadia, Kevin?
Yeah.
Were they a cross-town rival of yours or something?
No, I was in a much smaller high school.
Oh, yeah. You must have hated the Arcadia kids then.
They were all dicks.
With their cars and their lava Women. Lamps and their boom boxes. Right? And their puka shell necklaces.
Right.
Their velour shirts.
Right.
Just they hated them.
Ugh.
Well, he is trying to get a date for the prom. He would like to go to the prom.
Here we go. Which celebrity?
It's that time of year where we shame celebrities to go to prom.
Wow! Are you all a bunch of a-holes?
Oh, Ronda Rousey, you owe me because I'm a fan.
Listen to all the douchebaggery
I'm
in this room.
I'm entitled for you to come because I paid $10 to see your movie.
What a cranky bunch of assholes.
Oh, Katy Perry, I like your song, so go to prom with me or you're a bitch.
Why don't you
God,
why don't you stop
I need
awful.
All your fans to turn on you because you won't go to prom with me because I'm a 16-year-old kid that no one wants to go with anyway.
None of this is real. Or has anything to do with what we're talking about. It's a fun thing that people do, and they try to get celebrities to take them to the prom.
Nope.
Ugh.
What?
I'm with a girl.
We have to have a conversation about
it. Terrible.
Why is it terrible? What's the downside?
I would hate it if any of them had the attitude that you guys seem to think they have.
But no one does.
They don't really.
Oh.
I don't
Everyone seems flattered to the utmost that people go to this extent to even ask them. And many celebrities say yes.
Because they feel like if they don't, they're going to lose fans because then they seem like
that is so on you. That is a projection of the nth degree.
No, it's
from you and the other dead inside
look,
person.
I made this video, so now you should go to the prom with me. No, ask a teenager your own age at your school to go to prom. Stop thinking you're entitled for celebrities
Where
to give
your
you their
prom
time.
Rules coming from?
Prom 101.
She has a whole book of rules.
She's got extensive prom feelings.
Yeah. I just have feelings about this. It's always bugged me. But go ahead with your story. It sounds great.
Jacob put a video together to try to get Emma Stone to go to the prom with him. And it is a remarkably well thought out and executed parody of the opening scene from La La Land where they're caught in the traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
And he sings his song. And he's taken the song and he's reworked the lyrics. And it's a song he sings to Emma Stone.
So he's not only a stalker, he's talented.
I wasn't going there.
What a crappy, crappy group of people.
How about if we just listen to the guy, and then we decide?
Roll it, Steve.
Jacob Stoudemire is my name. Emma Stone, if you came, I think I'd lose it, go insane. We'll have to see the pop clock certainly counting down. I hope you'll want to come on down. I'll see your face and think of how I got so lucky. Say I look like Ryan Gosling, and maybe that's a bit far-fetched. Please don't let me down. It'd be in your hometown, the coolest guy around in the Valley of the Sun.
All right, he's a stalker and not talented, then.
She is. Well, she is a, she is a Phoenix girl. She has come from Phoenix, Arizona. And it's a cute video that the kid put together, and it's very well executed. And
hopefully she'll never see it.
Feet is where fun goes to die.
It is beyond comprehension, his reaction to this sweet, well-meaning kid who put something fun out there. The guy who backed the freaking Chewbacca mom laughing at herself in a parking lot. Mm-hmm. But this poor kid gets dumped on?
Because Bean wants to be the only creep.
And he hates children. Let's not forget that. There's that, too.
You're dead to me.
Ugh.
He's an awful person. He shouldn't be celebrating.
See, I don't want to be lumped with
you
that
are him.
Far.
You and him
I'm
are
not
the same,
that far.
And you're
I just
the same.
I just think it's ridiculous. Ask a kid that you know to the prom. Stop
why not have
asking,
some fun with it? If it's going to be fun for him to go with Emma Stone, why do you want to shut him down?
Because it's showy and ridiculous. It's about having a celebrity with you at the prom. It's
right?
not about
so? It's a
the
good
prom.
Time.
It's not about anything anymore.
Look,
except
it's about shaming a stranger.
Yeah,
he's
I
not shaming
you.
A stranger. He's 16 years old,
and he's going to spend the rest of his life being put down and crushed by the world as he progresses through his life.
Well, let's let him learn now.
Let him have a good time and do what he wants at the prom.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
That's
Holy
possible.
Crap. People are the worst.
The best.
Bags, right? And desert.
Bags and desert. Oh, no, that's coming back up?
The only possible answer.
How many bags, though? Am I in a bag in
no,
this
there's
one?
Only two all bags right. at this
oh,
point.
He Excellent. Was in a bag
I'm
yesterday.
I'm out now, though. I'm
now
out
he's
of
out
your
of bag.
Wow.
He's
making room. He's making room. He's making room. Today's
at this point, I'm just happy if I get my own bag and I don't have to share a bag with Allie.
Oh, you'd be lucky to share a bag with me, Bean.
Take it easy.
Look, don't shame Bean into getting into your bag, Allie. It's all embarrassing. Oh, why don't you ask somebody you know to get in the bag with you? Why are you going to do that publicly to Bean and shame him?
I know, Bean.
You don't know. Trust me. Nobody does. We're not going to know the truth. We're not going to know the truth until it's all over.
It's gotten real dark.
Until they dig up the backyard, no one's going to know the truth.
I bricked that over.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Billy Dee Williams is 80 years old today. John Ratzenberger is 70. Michael Rooker, 62. Paul Rudd! How funny is he?
Love him.
He's 48 years old today. And the bastard will not age, by the way.
Yeah, true.
He looks exactly the same as he did in Clueless today.
Yeah, it's not cool.
It's inappropriate. Zach Braff is 42 years old. Candace Cameron Bure is 41. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Figure out SoCal helpful Honda dealers are handing out round-the-backs of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour this afternoon on K-Rock tomorrow morning and all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, so we've got the movie beat. We have a brand-new internet roundup. We have Eric Stone Street in studio.
Come on.
Wow. Damn.
Live music from Cold War Kids and your tickets for Coachella and the K-Rock Party House as well tomorrow morning.